Rhodesia has used weather warfare against her neighbors, but did not succeed in bringing down the socialist countries of Tanzania, Mozambique, and Zambia. U.S. imperialisms, it says USA, but I'm calling it what it is, imperialisms, first known use of large-scale weather modification techniques as a weapon of ruthless warfare was during the Vietnam War. Vietnam was a laboratory for final testing of a great many weapons. Weather modification, coming under the category of geophysical weapons, was perhaps most ominous in its potential. The operation is named Popeye. Its purpose is to increase the level of rainfall in areas where guerrilla people, guerrilla activists, revolutionaries, were fighting for freedom, such as in South Vietnam. By seeding the clouds, between 1967 and 1972, 2,602 rainmaking sorties were flown, causing flooding, but it did not stop the liberation of Vietnam. In hearings before Senator Claiborne Pell's Democrat Republic of Rhode Island Subcommittee on Oceans and International Environment, the Pentagon revealed that rainfall was increased by 40% in Southeast Asia by its weather modification. North Vietnam's Premier Pham Van Dong was quoted as saying before North Vietnam and South Vietnam were reunified as a free socialist democracy, that starting in June 1971, the worst disaster since the beginning of the war resulted from flooding. Tens of thousands of our people were killed, and 20% of our rice crop, the basic food the people use for living around the world, was destroyed by the CIA's imperialist weather modification. During hearings of his committee, Senator Pell said it was the work of the Pentagon, unquestionably. Weather modification is just one of an emerging array of horror weapons called geophysical potentialities. They have such nice words for murder and torture in the CIA and the U.S. military industrial fascist state. In turn, there are many different types of weather modification, principally rainmaking, but including fog, dispersal, and hail suppression. Rain augmentation techniques have been used for over 40 years. Moisture-laden, usually cumulus, the towering kind, clouds, are seeded with silver iodide particles from airplanes. Water vapor condenses around the particles and latent heat is released in the process, increasing the cloud's buoyancy so it rises faster. More water vapor cools and condenses at higher elevations. Don't worry if that's what's happening here. We will eat. We will not be defeated by anything of this type of measure. The process continues at an explosive rate until the vertical wind currents begin to collapse. Rain falls, lots of it. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was able experimentally to increase normal rain by 3 times as early as 1971. Robert M. White, while director of the Atmospheric Administration, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said of tropical cumulus clouds, tropical cumulus clouds, we have been able almost at will to make them grow explosively. Overseeding, on the other hand, can stop normal rainfall over a target area, raising the possibility of induced drought. Maybe that's what happened in the 7 months we had no rain. But it didn't kill us. We will survive as a military option. In the late 1940s, this discovery was made by the Air Force to the outrage of Arizona and Texas cattle ranchers who were experimented on. Geophysicist Dr. Gordon J.F. McDonnell, while vice president of the Pentagon, the mad military rulers of U.S. monopoly capitalisms, Institute of Defense Analysis, in 1971, did a chilling study of other possible geophysical weapons with military potential. They include release of strain energy instability in rock layers, artificially induced earthquakes by properly placed explosives, ocean current modification to deprive an opponent of fishing industry, and Canada is making that claim against USA right now, or to significantly alter its climate, for example. inducing seismic disturbances on the ocean's floor in the proper place and sequence to shape and direct tidal waves against an opponent. Japan has even suggested that that was done, the left has, by USCIA, because they've had a number of tidal waves. Disproportionate. Blowing a hole in the ozone layer in the Earth's upper atmosphere over an opponent's country. The ozone layer protects us from excessive ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Without it, all unsheltered life below gets burned. While Dr. Robert McCulloch, technical advisor in the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, told the New York Times, much of this is still not able to be demonstrated on full scale, he is disputed by General Christensen, Foreign Relations Staff Aide for Senator Pell. Christensen has been deeply involved in exposing geophysical instruments, weaponry, and trying to get it banned. Don't worry, he will not stop us here. I prophesied, will not stop us here. Regarding science fiction aspects of military weather modification, Christensen told the New York Times, a case can be made for it, but that's irrelevant. Back in 1938, nuclear weapons were considered science fiction too, said the New York Times. The U.S. Senate passed a resolution in July 1973 calling for an international treaty to ban the use of geophysical warfare. This resolution grew out of the efforts of anti-war groups like the Chicago Science for Vietnam Collective, which uncovered a wealth of information on military weather tampering by U.S. CIA monopoly capitalists all over Indochina and parts of Africa, and Senator Pell's Subcommittee on Oceans and International Environment fought hard for the measure. The Pell Subcommittee held hearings on the issue of geophysical weapons in 1972, 1974, and 1976. There was heavy, very heavy stonewalling. In other words, they wouldn't let it happen. They wouldn't let this modification or banning of geophysical weapons take place. Who did it? The Defense Department. The Defense Department and the Nixon administration. But gradually, the truth began to leak out. In 1977, the United Nations General Assembly approved a treaty called the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. The treaty was open for signature on May 18, 1977. Currently, only 40 nations have signed the agreement to prohibit the manipulation of natural processes for hostile purposes, and the USA is not one of them. Well, let's see if the American people care about that. Probably it's only something they're beaming abroad anyway, and not the U.S. people are not even reading it. Thus ends the commentary of the news for the day. Remember, all that's required to avoid next week having classes nightly is to pass the test over last night and the tape of Huey Newton. Those that want extra hours off and other bonuses, if you keep up with other parts of the news like I'm giving now, then you will get special bonuses. Thank you, and I love you very much.
Czechoslovakia and Havana. For some reason, says Radio Moscow, because of Uganda's support, Idi Amin's support, in one of the most mineral-rich nations of the world, the support he has given for the Soviet and the Cuban presence in Africa, USA and her capitalist allies have called a total trade embargo. This has not been done since the embargo was placed on Cuba. So even though they accused us of worshiping Idi Amin, Debbie did, there must be something fine going on in Uganda to get the United States to call on a total economic trade boycott, which is being honored by all seven nations, seven of the major monopoly capitalist nations that just came out of the summit meeting in Bonn. Radio Moscow documented many incidents of torture of the Irish, torture that would equate in every respect, said the commentator, to Nazi Germany. Britain is exploiting the Irish. Irish are becoming more and more pro-Soviet. The Communist Party of Ireland is the strongest pro-Soviet party outside of the Warsaw Alliance. Brezhnev is in Hungary, calling on unity of the socialist community. He has condemned attempts by the imperialist to bring about a nuclear war over African liberation. He said that the Soviets are committed to people's freedom. If that means the death of the Soviet nation, they are prepared to go that route. He strongly appealed to China to stop this nonsensical playing with the United States. He said in very appealing tones, China has proven a genuine practice of communism at home before it is too late and she brings nuclear hell upon the world. He appealed to China to stop serving at any time the purposes of the USA. His particular concern is that China is giving military assistance to the Kampucheans, who are highly nationalistic and racistic in their present stage of development of socialism, and increasing hostilities on the Vietnamese border. Of course, constant praise for the World Youth Festival in Cuba, which I gave you earlier from other broadcast. Soviet cosmonauts sent greetings by satellite to all the delegations. The whole mass of some 18,000 of the youth of the world, including the largest plane load in Guyana and some other smaller charters, were there to see on a large television screen the Soviet cosmonauts walking from the platform in space and were shown many, many activities that they were doing, exposed materials to space environment and showed the effect. The station is in absolute proper condition. 1965 was the first walk in space, and this was the longest space walk. They actually were walking in space for 20 minutes. Belgrade, non-aligned nations. Algerian foreign minister said USA and her imperialist aides are trying to revert the influence of the third world and divide it and impede the progress of liberation in Africa. The foreign minister of Algeria, which all of you need to see, the new people must see the Battle of Algiers for your pleasure. It may be shown tonight. I think that would be wisdom rather than having something of a light side that will drag away from the concentration of news. So the Battle of Algiers, which is fantastic, must be seen by all new people. Algeria allied itself positively today on the side of the Soviet Union and is even considering being a part of the first Muslim nation to do so, besides, well, there's no other Muslim nation, no. Ethiopia is Christian, one of the few places where the Christians are decent, and now we have another Muslim nation taking, first Muslim nation taking an actual call to be a part of the Soviet Warsaw Pact. Algerian foreign minister and Libyan foreign minister called for Israeli withdrawal or war. Guinea step up liberation movements in South Africa. The Republic of Guinea called for stepped up support for liberation efforts in South Africa. Condemn the imperialist USA and her allies. Yemen pledged full support to the USSR and Cuba and gave public praise and gratitude for what Cuba and the Soviet Union were doing in Africa. The so-called
Pan-African force that USA and certain right-wing African nations are trying to establish represents a serious threat to the liberation of Africa. Many of the African nations present at the Belgrade conference were critical of Western interference, U.S. interference in Africa. But the strongest of all was Nigeria, which continues to be an enigma, being that it's capitalist. Dutch European Security Conference, critical of NATO buildup of arms race and Cold War methods. We never hear that on Voice of America. Holland is a member of NATO, but it's the European Security Conference meeting, an adjunct of NATO, is critical of its buildup of arms race and the Cold War methods it's using. Washington Post, according to Moscow, criticized U.S. press for criticizing the Soviet Union so much about human rights to the point that it's imperiling world peace. The Washington Post is schizophrenic. You never know where it's at. It reminded the American people that the Soviets have not subjected any of their so-called political prisoners to the kind of unjust treatment that has been given in modern times to the black and the Indian. 50 U.S. businessmen in Moscow signed a protocol protesting Carter's curtailment of trade with USSR. That's another thing that's been done. A trade embargo has been placed with USA on most vital things with USSR, with the Soviet Union, with Russia. The 50 prominent U.S. businessmen said it could have nothing but a negative effect on the stability of the U.S. economy and called it madness. The 50 prominent business leaders from USA in Moscow said that Carter was not equipped to lead a nation. He did not have the awareness of economics. He was unaware of the dangers of nuclear technology. It was a danger to world peace. Now, we never hear that kind of thing on Voice of America. U.S. Senate lifted embargo, as you know, on Rhodesia. Open show, says Moscow, and Obama, of USA's heart, that it's really with white fascists. As you know, Ian Smith in Rhodesia only has 3% of the people, 3% of the country under his control. The voting coincided with the date for holding genuine elections. Elections are a farce, said Moscow. The Patriotic Front, made up of both nationalist Joshua Nkoma and Marxist-Leninist Robert Mugabe, are the only people that are capable of administering the government, and both were carried on Radio Moscow saying that they will carry on armed struggle until Rhodesia is liberated, and then they will pledge their support to the liberation of all of South Africa. Lebanon, armed struggle again. Christians, fascists are seeking to keep control of the area. Danger of split of the country being brought about to help the Zionist state of Israel, because Israel is appealing to the Christian minority that has ruled Lebanon for so long and have been oppressive of the Muslim community. Moscow strongly indicts USA plans that they say she will be bringing out shortly to cause a separation of the nation of Lebanon like they did in Germany and in Korea and Vietnam. And the Soviet Union says it will lead to the same kind of thing that happened in Southeast Asia, a war. British troops torture, according to Radio Habana, British troops tortured includes arms twisting, kicking until the person is absolutely dysfunctional sexually, beating of Irish women in the breast until they have to be surgically removed. This is the great England that is supposed to be the father of religious Christianity, Puritanism. Whereas we realized when we studied England that the history showed that even the days of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, were named after heathen idols to which people made blood sacrifices. 100,000 workers are building a railway from Siberia to the coast of the Black Sea in USSR. It'll be the third intercontinental railway to carry trains with a speed of 150 to 180 miles an hour. Mass demands for all workers to expand production and maintain full employment, which the Soviet Union has done and will continue to do. There is no unemployment. Crimea, the model is internationalism and the struggle for peace. They're establishing some very modern and innovative schools for children, where children will be able to go and govern their own communities in collectives in the summer. Security Council, two resolutions. Plan worked out by I stopped because I want to understand the news before I give it, and I didn't have clear understanding. The Soviet Union voted against the measure in the Security Council to support elections in Namibia. They were two of the votes against it. It was 13-2. USA's allies supported it. And this plan, so-called, called for free elections in December 6, and Walvis Bay to be included in a free, independent black Namibia. However, the Soviet Union, over Radio Moscow, says that there is no guarantees against illegal occupation after the so-called elections. There are no assurances that there will be elections that won't be meddled with, as USA has done clandestinely throughout all of its areas that it influences, like Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Egypt, referendums. There are no assurances that South African troops won't decide to use violence, because South Africa was not required to make any commitments and did not. And if UN troops help, they are under the control primarily of USA capitalist influences, said Radio Moscow, and there will be no guarantee that Namibia will be free. Prime Minister of South Africa rejected the resolution, even as watered down as it is, because South Africa says they will not give up Walvis Bay. And so the Soviet Union called the whole thing a farce, because without agreement from the Union of South Africa, there is no binding power on the fascist regime of U.S. Union of South Africa, which is upheld, Moscow says, now entirely by the U.S. monopoly capitalists through the International Monetary Fund. Jamaica faces bankruptcy. The International Monetary Fund picked up a UPI report that was never printed in USA, that the UPI found that the International Monetary Fund had crippled Jamaica, crippled it by forcing devaluation of the money, making prices free on an open capitalist market. One can of beans in Jamaica cost $1.50. Even the UPI, a U.S. press agency that's been infiltrated with the CIA, did not carry this news, said Radio Moscow. They documented the date it was given, but it was not carried by any of the USA press, for the reason that it showed that the International Monetary Fund was actually bringing about the destruction of the government of Jamaica under Prime Minister Manley, who is socialist. We must be sure to see that that is sent in to maybe all the government leaders here need to see the dangers of IMF. Of course, they've been careful not to agree to IMF's demands here. Cuban Youth Festival, the most festive occasion, said the ambassador from the Soviet Union, that he has ever seen since what he'd heard from the times of the Russian Revolution. Solidarity of third world nations, socialist nations. It was obvious that the younger generation is going to defeat colonialism, imperialism, and capitalism. There is a peaceful future for mankind, according to Dr. Castro, in spite of all U.S. attempts to threaten nuclear war. Dr. Castro feels that they do not want to face nuclear annihilation for their children. I'm not sure that Dr. Castro's right on that, because anybody that will face going in to bomb shelters and leaving their wives and their children sure as hell wouldn't mind bringing around nuclear war. But Castro went on to say that even in the case of a nuclear war, capitalism will be defeated and socialism will emerge victoriously over all the world. Cyrus Vance is required to come on an emergency visit. Remember, Patty, you've got to go into that meeting tonight. In August. It's a diplomatic war between Cairo and Tel Aviv, Israel and Egypt. Israelis are ignoring the Palestinian rights, and Egypt is being forced to retreat under the threat, as I said last night, of nuclear white male by Israel. Egypt is losing prestige in the Arab world because it is continuously backing off. And the Arab League, as I told you earlier, is refining its own methods of war weaponry and learning how to refine oil rapidly, and USA is going to be cut out of the process, and that will be the end of the U.S. economy. Begin won't give one grain of sand, he said today. Radio Moscow quoted him. He won't give one grain of sand in Sinai or the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. This man is a lunatic, said Radio Moscow, and he endangers world peace as no single leader has in this generation. Egypt will resume talks if Israel makes concessions. Washington wants Israeli and reactionary Arabs in an alliance, but Radio Moscow said even the Arab oil reactionaries are suspiciously feeling that USA is selling them out. So maybe like Zaire, they'll get tired of being used by the white capitalist, and like Nigeria. So that's the end of Radio Moscow and Radio Habana's reporting of the news. This news will be replayed publicly, but the other news that you must learn will be under the library. The news of last night, which all must pass or take courses all night, every night next week, or after the test. In the meantime, you do not have to study this news. We advise you to listen because you can learn. Those who pass news that I give until this test over last night's news will be bonus. Anybody that passes this news will get bonuses. If you're able to pass parts of it and you're called for a question, you'll be able to pass bonuses that will get you time off or other things that you may choose if we can meet it, if it's within reasonable demand. Again, we remind you, do not have a negative self-image because you have test difficulties. Some of the best people here who contribute most to socialism have difficulty writing and speaking or passing tests. That's why we tried to put an atmosphere last night of rewards. It is necessary that all learn the fundamentals, and that's not much to ask. There are 3 hours in there, and all of it's not news, but The student gives it to you, and I give it to you. If you get that, you will not fail, and you will not have to take the additional classes. But the additional classes are not punishment. They're to help you. That, and know the gist of Huey Newton. That's all that's required. This news is entirely bonus. Thank you, and I love you.